epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What's up, everybody? Happy Thursday. Junkies with you on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. In Richmond, we appreciate you checking us out on 910 The Fan or 105.1 FM. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team today. We thank you for tuning in this Thursday morning, July 10th, 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Morning.
Morning. And Jason Bishop.
What's up?
Happy running Thursday. The three-man show.
Mm-hmm.
We got the Throwback Thursday going, right? Did you give the tunes to Valdez?
Yeah, gave him 11 songs.
You got to listen live. Listen to us live because it won't be on the podcast, The bumpers. So we'll have that. I think we're bringing back an old school segment a little bit later in the program. Of course, we've been running the three-man show this week with Cakes in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
We learned that his World Series of Poker run came to an end, but he did cash. He was in the money. Winning $17,500.
Yeah, that's great. Awesome. He did great. Lasted, what, 4 days?
He
beat about 8,000 people, 8,000 players.
Like that, 78,000, yep.
He basically beat out a student enrollment of a small college. That's unbelievable.
Yeah. No, he did amazingly well. It's a shame I would like to ask him what happened before he bagged his chips on day three. Because when he added up to about $500,000, he was really cooking.
Mm-hmm.
And then he ended up bagging 210. So I'd love to see what happened there. If there was one hand in particular, just a couple that just kind of went sideways.
Yeah.
Because that really did handcuff him. At that point, he was just kind of holding on. And then once he busted, then he could just go, shove or fold.
Mm-hmm. I think you nailed it, though, that he was holding on to get into the money yesterday. He was even tweeting 100%. Like pictures of being on the bubble and
100%.
He was like, yeah. I'm six away from the bubble.
But that was smart. I mean, unless he had a crazy hand where he could take advantage of somebody and someone walks into it, but that's smart.
No, it's
that's smart poker playing.
It's fine.
No, and then he got it in with ace king.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
And
I mean,
went up against
short.
A pair of kings.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Did he?
When you're short, it's actually so easy to play a short stack, and I'm so good at it. I actually am really good at it because I'm always short.
Right.
I have a lot of experience.
I've been there, right.
But you gotta get lucky. So just didn't get lucky there at the end, but he had an unbelievable run. He represented himself so well.
He'll be back. He'll be back next summer.
I'm sure that the people, I can't remember the company that he was working with, but I'm sure they're thrilled.
They made their money back, made a little bit on top.
Well, and they just got publicity. They got a nice
huge amount of publicity,
a great amount of publicity. So it was awesome for everybody all the way around. I have to say, I was knee deep in the poker world over 10 years ago. I just couldn't sit there for 4 days and play the poker. I just couldn't do it.
Cakes has it in him. I mean, we were once doing a little poker thing. At Hollywood, the place in Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
All four of us were there, and whichever junkie lasted the longest was going to get a free trip to Costa Rica, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
and I had a huge chip stack lead. I could have just sat on it. I remember I was getting reports. Cakes was down to like the nubbins, but I couldn't help myself by like going all in a couple times.
Yeah. It's just
because I had
just
a big stack and I just wanted to keep growing it and I just didn't have the patience for it.
You just have to be incredibly patient for days.
He just waited it out until I killed myself.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just, you have to. Now it's weird. When I was into it, we would go on poker trips to Vegas and 4 days in a row just play 14 hours a day. Back one time I gave myself. Shingles, because I didn't sleep for like 3 days. But those days are behind me.
You weren't even really a patient person. I mean, maybe on a couple of trips, because you were playing a lot of online poker.
Well, online
with 14
poker
tables.
Ruined live poker for me.
Right.
To be honest, online poker. But the other part of it is I like to do things that I'm decent at, and everybody caught up. Everybody got good. Everybody got average.
Yeah.
And so then once everybody got average, then I had no advantage.
Well, Cakes is well above average.
I couldn't imagine sitting there for 2 hour windows for five of them.
I mean, just 10, 12 hours a day.
Yeah. I mean, all right, 2 hour break, and then you get 20 minutes. All right, sit for another 2 hours. All right, 20 minutes. I just couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Couldn't do that.
It's hard. But Cakes is built for it. He's been trading for it, and this is what he really loves. I mean, he literally goes, I can't tell you how many times that I've seen him, even in here, watching WSOP videos from 15 years ago. Yeah, like, who cares?
He loves it.
He's transfixed. Like, if it's on a TV, it's mine.
And frankly, so World Series of Poker, some of it is some of the worst poker you've ever seen, because it's just random people from all over the world. They're not good. But he loves it. And so it's really awesome to see. And in a lot of ways, he kind of lived out a dream. You know?
No doubt. But he'll
really
definitely
cool.
go back.
Oh, he's going back.
Speaking of
100%,
definitely.
You know, seeing things. Did you guys see the cloud over Bowie?
I know Bowie was hit hard.
I thought it was AI, but I think it's real.
I'm unaware.
There was like this. If you go to Junk's Radio, I retweeted it. I've never seen anything like this. Look at this cloud, Jason.
Yeah, there was a big cell. Right.
It's the weirdest thing ever. Yeah.
What time was it yesterday?
Looks like evening. Maybe early evening.
Yeah, it was probably 4 or maybe 5 o'clock.
It was described. I'm trying to remember the name of the cloud. Let me click on the story.
But dude, there was some big. You were talking about lightning a couple days ago, and there was lightning last night. There was lightning everywhere.
Yeah, I didn't see it because I was.
I think there
dying.
Were over.
It was called an Arcus cloud.
I think there were 1,000 bolts of lightning yesterday in the area.
Or a roll cloud.
Yeah, I've never seen one like that.
It kind of looks like a comforter. Like,
Have you seen a cloud like that before? I've never seen one like that.
Maybe not that thick, but I don't know, maybe.
I would almost be a little nervous. It looks like a mushroom cloud.
It looks weird.
Well, there were tornado warnings in the area yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Now, actually, there were tornado warnings in D.C.
Yeah. No, I was oblivious to
which
it.
Is almost impossible.
I was inside. I had to go outside to go pick up a package at CVS because I had to be home to sign for it, and I wasn't there. So UPS took it to CVS. That was the only time I ventured out, and that was around 8 o'clock. I didn't see any of that.
I thought I saw you hitting some balls.
I did earlier, but I was home by like 2:30, and then I basically locked it down.
I made 4 trips into D.C. in 24 hours.
4 trips to D.C.?
Oh, that's right.
2 for work and 2
that's right, 'cause your uncle.
To pick up my uncle, which... You know, whatever. I didn't want to just send him on a cab or something, and it was great because we got an hour, ride in the car together, and then went out to dinner and hung out at the house a little bit. Then I took him back. That ride, taking him back at 10 o'clock at night, took half the time it took me to get there because I picked him up after his conference right around 5:30.
Mm-hmm.
But worked out. Good time.
Have you guys noticed that on the whole, traffic seems greater than it's been in a long, long time on the whole? Various hours. I mean,
I had a terrible experience this morning. There was a tractor trailer a little bit past where you live. You know, if you're EB lives in Kensington, and if you're traveling on 495 in that little section of Montgomery County, 270 Spur, kind of all the way through Silver Spring, there are a lot of curves. And there was a tractor trailer that actually flipped over on the overpass.
I saw that.
And it shut down all the lanes. Like, if you were... Now, it did affect the 270 Spur. Like, I don't really have a way to get to an alternate route. I mean, I guess I could take back roads. But generally, take 270 and I got to deal with that spur to get onto 495. And luckily where I was, people, it was mostly just rubbernecking, like looking at the tractor trailer. I tweeted out a picture at Glass Joe.
So the,
JP,
the trailer flipped on the beltway.
It's hanging over.
On the beltway.
Yes.
Yeah. Right near the spur.
Correct.
Yeah, I saw that this morning. That's crazy.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, and it's almost like dangling. I didn't, you know, I mean, I was driving about 10 miles an hour.
Yeah,
it's crazy. Can see the back of the trailer just hanging over. And so I don't know. How the heck do they clear those things?
I think about it a lot of times. There was a tractor trailer that overturned like on the ramp in Kensington a couple days ago.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, look, it's hanging over.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm underneath that.
Massive cranes. I don't know.
People probably still.
But on the
right
whole,
now.
There's just so much traffic. I know we were coming back from BWI last weekend. It was like, you know, 10:30 at night, and I was just kind of stunned. The Beltway was like packed. I mean, it wasn't stopped. We were all going 55, 60 miles an hour, but it was packed with cars. Well, you know,
there's a billion people in the city.
Yeah, but on like
and no one carpools.
But like at a Saturday
night, nobody carpools.
That's why the Dulles Access thing.
No, I know, but these people weren't driving to work. I don't think they were. I mean, people work. I guess maybe people work.
What time was it?
11 p.m. on a Saturday night. Yeah. I mean, it was just a million people on the road.
Yeah, but
people.
We're so fortunate that we get to drive in off hours because I picked up my uncle at 5:45. All right, his conference ends at like 5:30, so I get to the hotel right around 5:45. But the last 0.3 miles.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a quarter mile away from his hotel. Took like 12 minutes because I'm right around Massachusetts Avenue and dealing with Georgetown and M Street and all that stuff. Oh my God. Just, I told him, I was like, hey, I'm a quarter mile away. And then it took me 10 minutes to pick him up.
By the way, I'm seeing something. I don't know. Draft, can you confirm this? That Terry shared something on his IG story. Did you guys see this morning? If this is real, from Terry_25, I wake up and go get that cake. I ain't the type to relax.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
So... Does that mean he's going to sign that deal?
Sounds
get that
like
money?
It.
Does that mean he's waking up this morning and he's going to go sign that deal? Is that real?
He posted that 58 minutes ago, but that's not how I take that.
What do you take it at?
Just him bitching more about
money. I wake up and go get that cake. I ain't the type to relax. That's bitching?
To me, that's what it seems like. He's just like...
I don't know. To me, it sounds like I'm waking up. I'm going to go... But get this deal done.
Maybe.
I don't know, man.
I don't see it like that, but maybe I'm wrong.
Might need some youngins to interpret. 800-636-1067.
Maybe he just means, hey, I wake up early to work out. I get my work in. You know, that's how I get paid.
Yeah.
You know, I'm up at 5:24.
Subject to interpretation.
I mean, money's definitely on his mind.
Money's on his mind there. I ain't the type to relax.
He's up early.
What does that mean? We need some people to interpret.
It is Open Line Thursday. You can give us a call. Steer the show at 1-800-636-1067. What does Terry McLaurin mean? Read the statement one more time.
Yeah,
it's in a G Herbo song.
I wake up and go get that cake. I ain't the type to relax. I don't know why.
What's
put
the
that...
name of the song?
Went Legit.
Went Legit.
We need some help here, folks.
Went 800. Legit.
Apparently Terry, I don't follow him. I guess I'm going to have to start doing that now. Apparently Terry doesn't make a habit of posting at 5 a.m.
Yeah.
So
800-636-1067. I like your interpretation. He's up early. He's showing that he's still getting his workouts in because that's how he makes his money.
That's one interpretation. Yes. The other one was I wake up and it's time to go get that cake.
Right.
Time to find. Let's just go get the bag.
All right. Let's take a break. If you want to chime in on Open Line Thursday, 800-636-1067. Junkies hanging out. Keep it here.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.